With Election Day just a couple months away, political campaigns are heating. In addition to the biggest races for governor and attorney general, all of the state's House members face re-election, as they do every 2 years. The only open seat is in the 6th Congressional District. It's north of Milwaukee and includes the cities of Oshkosh and Sheboygan. As WWM reports, the contest features two candidates who differ sharply in politics and style. Wisconsin has an open seat because longtime Congressman Tom Petri is retiring. He's one of the Republicans who's kept the seat in GOP hands for all but two of the last 75 years. Because of the district's makeup, GOP State Senator Glenn Grothman is the presumed frontrunner. He served in the legislature for 20 years and says he feels compelled to move on.
We have a lot of problems on a national level that cannot be corrected on the state level. And both parties right now are not doing a serious job of addressing those problems.
Grothman says some threaten to sink the country.
We have a welfare system that is out of control, leading to dependency and causing the breakdown of the American family. That's a big issue, but right now we're borrowing 20% of the federal budget. That's a concern. Borrowing this much money results in the erosion of the value of the dollar.
A different pair of challenges tops the agenda of Mark Harris. He's the Democrat in the race.
One is that I want Social Security to remain in its current form for both current retirees and future retirees.
Harris says another priority of his is hiking the minimum wage.
I think it should be indexed at 42% of the prior year's average hourly wage. And that way we can, you know, we can adjust it on a one-time basis. And it will then continue to adjust so that if other hourly wages are rising, the minimum wage would rise as well.
Harris is Winnebago County executive and a former mayor of Oshkosh. He touts the experience he gained managing local budgets. Harris calls himself a fiscally conservative Democrat and the logical successor to Congressman Petri.
Tom was always a soft-spoken, thoughtful moderate. And the district liked him and returned him to office over and over again. And I actually think that I'm closer to the personality and philosophies of Tom Petri than Glenn Grothman is.
Grothman probably would agree. He even jumped in to challenge Petri before the congressman announced he was retiring. Grothman believes voters are ready for a change and appreciate his legislative record. It includes cutting taxes for agriculture and manufacturers and reining in damages in asbestos lawsuits.
I have been willing to tackle the tough issues. So I think if you want a fighter in Washington and somebody who's going to get something done, whether you look at our past record or what we promise to do in the future, I'm the clear choice.
Grothman says he'd even fight fellow House Republicans if they don't address problems and, quote, embarrass them into action. The state senator is known for that outspoken nature and for not worrying about being politically correct. He's made controversial comments on such topics as Kwanzaa, homosexuality, and why men earn more than women. Marquette University political scientist Julia Azari says that style can repel some while attracting others.
Grothman has a really distinctive political personality. That can be an advantage. He really believes what he believes and is straightforward, and people do gravitate toward that.
The style of Grothman's opponent, Mark Harris, could also attract voters, according to Jeff Mayers of WisPolitics.com.
He's trying to set himself up as more of a bipartisan figure, somebody who can be the natural successor to Petri. That could be a good tactic, but he has to be able to communicate that message to a lot of people.
Mayer says the downside for Harris is that he doesn't have a lot of money to buy TV and radio ads. Grothman has raised about five times more. Whichever party ends up disappointed in November won't have to live with the results for long. House terms last only 2 years, and Jeff Mayers says party leaders are already considering their next move. He says the best time to try to unseat a congressman is after the first term. I'm Annalise Hensel. 89.7 WUWM.